deserve the glory.
Well, good day, everybody. Thanks for joining us today here on our daily podcast. Pastor Tim Carscadden here, Christian Center. So thankful for you being here with us today. Well, we're going to close out this word, the dream I had about Isaiah 60. What it means to be watchmen in the deep darkness of the day. Let's listen.
You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. We lift our hands, Father. We lift our hands. We bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Good day. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening all week. I hope these words have encouraged you and be blessed today. Well, it is Thursday. It's the 18th day of April 2024. We're so glad you're with us. I do want to apologize. Technical error Tuesday morning. For some reason, I had recorded two messages on this stream. And somehow the second message got loaded first. I went back and corrected it. So some of you guys in Nations heard that. You may need to go back and listen. Well, you may have figured it out by now. I took it off and put the right one on. But sometimes I'll record. If I get a word flowing while I'm recording, I'll go ahead and do two in a row. And I had done that. Now, this one's not. We're adding this one on. So I know I'm going to be right on the timing of this one. But the 18th. Life, right? L'chaim, as we say, to life. We're looking forward to Passover that's coming. We'll be doing our Passover service Sunday. We have our special guest speaker, Benny Friedman from Israel. He was one of our guides, our last guide we had when we went to Israel. A wonderful young man in the Lord, and he'll be sharing on Passover. We're looking forward to that. So watch us online, catch that. Replay if you don't catch it live. It'll be a great time in the Lord. Well, I want to close out this week, our dream, Isaiah 60 dream I shared with you. The Lord woke me up and said, Isaiah 61, rise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Because why? Deep darkness that's in the earth. And I want to focus on the deep darkness today and our role going to Isaiah 62. He has watchmen on the wall.
And today we want to talk about light and darkness, and because the passage there in Isaiah 60 has both of them, right? Rise, shine, for your light has come. And it says deep darkness. So we want to deal with that today and understand how we as believers must function in the hour where we're seeing deep darkness. But yet God has called us to arise and shine. And I think there's a battle within the hearts of men, Christians, on how to navigate through that. We tend to go to extremes, and I don't want to do this. I want to lay a foundation. This dream is very important because it's telling us where the heart of the Father is right now. Now, we know that we're moving toward the end times. We understand that, the end days, end of time. Matthew 24:14 says, the gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. So we know there's specific prophetic guidelines of when the Lord will return. The gospel of the kingdom. We also know a bride that's spotless and without wrinkle. We're going to have a remnant of people that will do that. But as watchmen, as we read there in Isaiah 62, in the moment of the time that we're in, now remember, I shared the date. Isaiah 60 through 62, 63 are all a narrative together. And we need to understand there's a responsibility to rise, shine, but then also to be a watchman in the midst of that. Back in Isaiah 21, there was a watchman that had a word from the Lord, and he says, he calls me out to seer, S-E-I-R is how you spell it, watchman, in a comma, what of the night, watchman, what of the night, question marks there. And the picture is of a watchman on duty, keeping watch at night while most people are sleeping. Then the watchman's answer is, the morning comes and also the light. Now, there are many asleep. Paul says, wake, awake, O sleeper, because we have so many people in the body asleep. So we need people to understand that, yes, we're believing for light. Yes, we have a hunger for light, but we cannot ignore the fact that we're in a deep darkness as well. And there's a positive to the deep darkness, and I'll get to that by the end of the podcast today. So that's what I want to focus on, is that I think Christians find it difficult to look at these at the same time. When he says the morning comes and also the night, light is coming, but also darkness is what he's saying. And we cannot anticipate light only or darkness only, but the two in interrelationship. And I think it'll help resolve a lot of problems in your walk, because we feel pulled all the time. And Christians, like I said, have a hard time understanding how these two opposite sides, how do I manage these two opposite sides? How do I do this? And we tend to be committed to one side or the other. We see that in the body of Christ. I'll use the doctrine of free will versus predestination. There's a better example that we can look at, because the Bible talks and leads us into both revelations, right? So you find groups that migrate one or the other. They totally believe in free will and no predestination. Then you got people who believe in predestination and no free will. So you have that, right? And some will say, you're wrong and I'm right. And the problem is that we believe in both. And that's hard, because you think you're not being held to a standard there. The truth lies in combining the two. Because what? Yes, we have a free will. But yes, we're predestined to do great works. We're predestined to be sons of God. Doesn't mean we will be, because we have free will. So you combine the two. I just give you that as an example of seeing two things at one time. So as we're looking at the days ahead and where we are in time, we need to understand in this passage of Isaiah 60 that there also is a picture of us in the midst of Zion. In the Hebrew, there's feminine, masculine. Zion is a feminine word, and it's an inclusive word of all God's covenant people. That's you and I. And it includes Israel as well, but it also includes his body, those who love Jesus as their Messiah. And we need to understand this, that the different perspectives come under the label of Zion, like it says there, rise, shine. And it talks about how the Lord will rise upon us, but Lord will arise over you, and glory will be seen upon you, and the Gentiles, which are nations, shall come to your light, and the kings of the brightness of your rising. So now we're building a Zion, both Jew and Gentile coming together. So that's a clear presentation in that passage of Isaiah 60 of brilliant light and gross darkness. So in the midst of darkness, the glory of God comes upon a covenant people. Now, be encouraged by that. And we become a source of light that attracts many to come out of darkness. So you understand, this is where I say the negative here is going to be a positive if we look at it perspectively and not be so discouraged by the deep darkness. The scripture says, nations will come to your light, their rulers to the brightness of your rising. I have no doubt that's what's going to happen. I believe God is going to visit his church, the body of Christ, with his glory and his power, and all the nations are going to see it, and they're going to be those that turn to God from the nations. Now, we know in the millennial, they're going to see it for sure, but we want to see it now. I believe it's good. I don't think I have to alter my view of the world because we're in deep darkness and get a rapture mentality or whatever, get some other idea of how we can deal with this problem. I'm going to look at it this way. Both light and deepening darkness are in the earth. They're both true. And because I have guys that I'll talk to in ministry, and they just want to tell me how bad everything is. You know, this world's going to hell in a handbasket. God, Jesus, come back. Okay, well, that's fine. That's true. It is going bad. But what about the truth that when darkness is deeper, light is brighter? So I usually spend my time talking to the person about what the light is doing. And I just always want to give that perspective. I see the negative. You hear me. I prophesy. I prophesied the Pacific Rim dream last week, which is harvest and judgment, famine, disaster. So you're going to see good And you're going to also see the darkness. That's why Jesus said it rains on the just and the unjust. He's talking about it's going to always see both realms, whether you're in light or you're within the kingdom or whether you're not. And I think sometimes as we walk through this, we don't understand what God's up to. Remember the passage where it talks about, I think it's in Isaiah, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Okay, so what does that tell us? The enemy's coming in like a flood, but the Lord has an answer. Darkness is coming, but light is the response. It is what God does. It's the way he functions and the way he works in the earth. In Genesis 15:5, we see the story. It says God took Abraham outside on a dark night, and he said, look now toward heaven and count the stars. If you are able to number them, and he said to them, so shall your descendants be. Now, what an incredible picture. Now, let me break that passage down for you, because that passage here clearly says that it was a dark night, and that means there was no moonlight. There was nothing there, and so all he could see was the stars. In Galatians 3:29, Paul says it this way, through faith in Jesus, the seed of Abraham, we are descendants of Abraham. So let's put ourselves back there in that time. We're back with Abraham because we are joint heirs with him. He's like our father in the spirit. And the picture there is a situation which there is no other source of light. The sun's not shining. The moon's not shining. It's a extremely dark night, but the stars are there. So the greater the darkness, the brighter the stars, you see? That's what we're supposed to be. As the darkness gets deeper, we should shine brighter against the darkness. And so we got a point here that we need to understand. That's the way we're going to push things and hasten the day of the Lord, is by shining brighter. When all other lights go out, listen to me, the descendants of Abraham, the believers in Jesus, are going to shine brighter than they ever have shown before. That's where we are. That's why this dream is important. The Lord is saying to us, gave me the dream, but he's saying to us very clearly, it's your time to shine because of the deepest darkness that's in the earth. Don't miss our moment of opportunity. You understand? This is a crisis that can be turned for good. I was privileged to go to Hawaii, minister a couple years ago. And on the big island of Hawaii, there's a place called Manakea. It's a mountain. It's the most secluded island or mountain, I should say, island too, in all the world. So all the world observatories come there and they build observatories on this mountain because it's the most secluded. It's the darkest place, if you want to say, in all the world. So they can see the stars better. They can do all their observations. So we went up there. And I have to say to you, my son and Isaac went up there. I have never in all my life seen such beauty. It's probably a lot like Abraham because they didn't have natural light. They didn't have street lights or anything back then. So it was pitch black, as we say. And I looked up at those stars, and I felt like I could grab them. They were so close to me. And I saw the Milky Way. I actually saw the milk of the Milky Way. I watched the Hubble telescope go right in front of me. They announced to us, there's a Hubble telescope, and it went right by. We saw that, and you literally could see it with the naked eye. And that's the beauty of what we're talking about in this story today, in this dream, is that in the deepest darkness, the light is glorious. And it was for me that night. I was overwhelmed. I was enamored. I was undone by what I saw. And I want to go back. I feel like I have to go back and do it again because you want to experience it again and again. But the point is that we're in a moment of deep darkness, but this is our time to arise, shine, for our light has come. The glory has arisen upon us. I want you to understand that. We are to stand up in this hour and let our light so shine. The Bible says, we grow brighter and brighter until the full day. What full day? The fullness of the day. We complete our days. We are full of him every day, but also the full day of when he returns. And so us shining in the deepest darkness is actually hastening the coming of the Lord. This is your opportunity. This is my opportunity to let our light shine like never before. I hope this encourages you. Let me pray for you today. And let's release this Arise Shine anointing to be watchmen in the deepest, darkest hour and to be light, because we're going to shine brighter than we ever have before. Father, I speak to everybody's listening to this podcast today. I thank you, Lord, that you're more than able to let us shine in the deepest darkness. Lord, forgive us for focusing on darkness or just focusing on light alone. Let us focus on the fullness of who you are. You are light in the midst of darkness. And no matter what darkness does, you have a response for it. We thank you for that right now. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Love you guys. Come back tomorrow for our Supernatural Friday podcast. See you. Welcome each one of you to our daily podcast. So glad you joined us. Reminding you that our Olive School of Ministry, we've been announcing it, we're taking applications for our fall 2024 semester. We started, it's a one-year program. You can go to our website, olivesm.org. That's olivesm.org. And you can learn about that school if you're interested and you know somebody that would like to be a full-time student. Also, if you live in the Shreveport-Bossier area, you can join and just be a part of it there. You don't even have to be full-time. So have a great week in the Lord. We love you guys. Bye-bye.